This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Taliban warned on Monday there will be consequences if the United States and its allies extend their presence in Afghanistan beyond next week, as chaos continues to overwhelm Kabul airport, with tens of thousands of people still desperate to flee. Thousands of troops have poured back into Afghanistan to oversee a chaotic airlift of foreigners and Afghans desperate to escape the hardline Islamic regime, and pressure is growing on Washington to extend an August 31st withdrawal deadline. But the Taliban Monday showed no willingness to compromise, with a spokesman telling Sky News that staying beyond the agreed deadline would be, quote, extending occupation. The rush to leave Kabul has sparked harrowing scenes and killed at least 8 people, some crushed to death and at least one person after falling off a plane. The German Defense Ministry said Monday an Afghan man was killed and 3 others injured in a dawn gunfire fight between local guards and unknown assailants. It says German and American troops, quote, participated in further exchange of fire. Germany's top military commander says he believes that about 5,000 people are waiting at the Kabul airport to be flown out. He said on Monday the figure has declined from about 7,000 at the weekend. The commander said he couldn't say what proportion of people at the airport are children or families, but he claims on Germany's flights about 50% of the Afghans evacuated were women. He says the situation in front of the gates remains difficult, with so many people interested in getting into the airport grounds, and the additional potential for violence is rising on the ground. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.